good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you could join in this conversation. Liv has got quite the interesting situation, predicament that she's in. Give her some help. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So you're kind of stuck between two people, or what happened?
Yes. So I have a friend, and he hooked up with our other friend's girlfriend.
Ugh.
And these two guys have been best friends since like the second grade. And so it's like a huge betrayal, but I don't know like what I do in this situation, because the only time anything like this has ever happened to me, it's been like my best friend that hooks up with my boyfriend. So I've never been in this situation where like I'm in between two friends. Now,
Ooh. Obviously
the one that got cheated on is not talking to either his girlfriend or his friend
Yeah.
who did it, not speaking to them. And so I'm stuck in a hard place because I'm like, do I take sides? Is none of it my business, and I just act like it didn't happen and just treat them both the same like I always have? Or do I take sides, and am I supposed to be mad at this guy that he did that, even though he didn't do anything to me? I just don't know how I'm supposed to react, because I don't want to make people more upset.
What's your gut tell you to do, Liv? Like, what is your gut feeling saying you should do at this moment?
My gut feeling is kind of like, you know, the guy who did hook up with our friend's girlfriend, he is probably feeling very isolated and very lonely and probably a lot of self-loathing because he did it when he was drunk and it was a mistake.
Mm.
And so I kind of feel bad for him, because I don't want anyone to feel like they're so alone and isolated and that everyone hates them.
I think that if you're capable of being in the middle and not taking sides, I think that's great, because you're right. Most people are going to be taking a side, and one person is always left without anybody. I feel
exactly.
like that.
Exactly, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, like I feel like, you know, any time that I've gone through a breakup that happens with like my ex's friends and stuff, like I want to still remain, at least I know that we can't be friends,
right,
but cordial and
amicable.
Like kind, yeah. And it's like they never do that, and I hate that, because I feel like, you know, I always try to do that and be that way despite like what may or may not have happened between, you know, my ex and I. And I think that if you are capable of doing that, then that's great.
Yeah, and so that's like my initial feeling, but I don't want people to also get mad at me. I just think that people do make mistakes, and especially when alcohol is involved, people do make mistakes. And even though it's not right and what he did was wrong, doesn't mean that he is a terrible, awful person.
It's the worst feeling, because I think everybody relates to this, Liv. This is a really good thing to bring up. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. If you've got any advice for Liv, maybe you've been in the situation. It's just, we've all been through that, but it sucks when it's like, well, we're all on Alex's side instead of Liv's. Like, for example, if you were the two girls involved, it's like, well, why does that mean I have to go where everybody else goes?
Right.
Like, why do I have to? I mean, if you truly have a conviction or a feeling, for sure, go for it. But it sucks, that torn feeling of not knowing what to do, whose side to be on.
It might be worth it. It'll blow over. That's the thing. These things are always, you know, the biggest thing in your friend group for 48 hours. And then nobody cares anymore, because the next thing will happen. It's just like the news.
Oh, especially. This is a big weekend in college, so.
Well, there you go. Maybe by Monday it'll be all brand new. Hey, thank you, Liv, the web girl, for sharing that.